This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Sharon Brody, in for Meghna Chakrabarty.
It could be worse.
Patti Larkin wrote the songs on her newest album amidst the sand dunes of Cape Cod, where she went in search of relief and solace. She'd lost both her parents and watched her sister suffer a stroke, and suddenly life seemed much less secure. So her 13th album, Still Green, is a journey from sadness and loss to a much better place.
And as usual, her rich voice, masterful guitar playing, and delicate storytelling make it a journey worth listening to. Patti Larkin has been a prolific member of the alternative folk scene since the early 1980s. She's received 11 Boston Music Awards and her very own Patti Larkin Appreciation Day, created by Mayor Tom Menino.
In a moment, Patti Larkin will play live for us right here in the studio. But here's the song, It Could Be Worse, from her new album.
When you turn your face to mine.
And that's Patti Larkin singing It Could Be Worse off her new album, Still Green. She'll be performing at a launch party for her new CD for the album at the Payomet Performing Arts Center in Truro on Cape Cod this Saturday. But first, she joins us right here live in our studio with her guitar. And Patti Larkin, welcome to Radio Boston. We are so happy to have you.
Thanks. Oh, it's great to be here.
Thanks for coming in. Did I pronounce that right, by the way? Payomet Performing Arts Center in Truro. I wanted to get that right.
That is perfect.
Good. So let's talk about this new album a bit, Still Green. As we mentioned, you wrote these songs while you were coming to terms with some big losses in your life. Your parents, your sister had a stroke. You headed out to Cape Cod. Tell us how these songs came together, a little bit about that process.
Well, it's a two or three part album in a way. Part of the songs are songs I wrote in the sand dunes outside of Truro in Provincetown, in these dune shacks that are now historical places, places where artists and poets have gone for years and years, and just people who, in general, who love to be out in the sand dunes, out in the world of nature. And so we went two or three times over the last 4 years with my family. We have my partner Bette and I have two little girls that we've adopted, and there's nothing out there really. Right. Except sand and ocean, and they would go off to school in the morning, and I would write, and it was my sort of my goal to bring an old guitar and just record everything I wrote during those weeks.
And what affected that particular world, the beautiful Cape Cod sand dunes and that whole world and the edge of the continent have on the writing process?
I think it makes you, think larger than yourself, and it was a relief to be there. There's you know, you can turn on your cell phone, but you can't really use it much. So you get this sense of there is no time, and there's a lot. The days are very long, as the song says. And it's you find yourself really enjoying the quietude and the smaller things, like a cup of tea or something. It really is a meditative, wonderful place.
Patti, I read that you described the process, your creative process during this time as a road from darkness to light.
Yeah, I mean, this was 2009. My younger sister had surgery and had a stroke within 24 hours afterwards. And so some of these songs were written in Madison, Wisconsin, while I was watching her recover and watching her make her way out of that terrifying situation. And so some of them are things that I had written in the hotel room there while she was in the hospital. And I had those recorded on a little digital recorder and never really went back to them until I started putting the album together, because after that, then the next sort of section of songs were the songs from the dunes. And then there's some quirkiness and sort of whimsy on the album as well.
Well, let's hear something from the new album. You're going to do the first song for us. Why don't you set it up for us and play a little bit?
This is something I started this song in the fall before all this sort of life-changing, semi-catastrophic events started happening. So this is called Best of Intentions.
Man in the hallway is cleaning up grief. What
travelers chase after time like a thief. With oversized bags, they wait for relief in the dark. The best of intentions, I'll get up and leave before long. And the highway is frozen with cold working stiffs, sitting there well-heated cars tightly lit. Wait for the light to change from red to green, then move on. But the best of intentions, I'll get up and leave before long. Sooner or later, the good and the bad all end up being just times that you have. Don't take it too hard, thinking you figured it wrong. Well, the sun went away and it ain't coming back. Would be a shame if you forgot how to laugh. Would be a shame turning your back on a song. Of intentions, I'll get up and leave before long. I told you I loved you, tried not to cry. I told you the angels all know how to fly. Cross my heart, this ain't goodbye, just so long. Red sky at night is sailor's delight. So I put on my skates and I'm crossing the ice. Holding my breath, I think once or twice about God. The best of intentions, I'll get up and leave for long. Well, the man in the hallway is cleaning up grief, and the faithful will always fall back on belief. I wish there was something I could believe to belong. The best of intentions, I'll get up and leave before long. Yeah, the best of intentions, I'll get up and leave before long.
That's Patty Larkin singing Best of Intentions off her new CD, Still Green. Patty Larkin, what a delight. What a pleasure to have you here. That was just beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you.
Really, you know, we were talking yesterday to Robert Pinsky, the great poet, about the beauty of poetry and the sort of transcendent quality of poetry. And I just wanted to bring that up because I listen to your lyrics and read your lyrics. They're so well done. They're so beautiful. They're so tight. And they're so open to such interesting meaning, and I thought that song was a great example of that. Just wonderful. It's the first song on the album, so tell us how it sort of sets up the album.
Well, you know, when you take a look at some of the titles, it could be worse. Nothing Else Really Matters. So Cold. It's not a party time. It doesn't seem to be. You know, so the thing I like about Best of Intentions is that it's this turning the stone over about how you're going to deal with grief. Do you go back to religion? Do you find solace in nature? You know, what is it that's going to give you that kind of relief? And that really there is no one. Sometimes there's no one to blame for certain circumstances. It just is something that's happening to you or to your family. And I like it because it's got this, as I say, started before all these events happened. And it also, you know, then kind of I resolved it after the fact. So it's a meaningful tune for me.
You know, I've talked to several other songwriters about really sad times that so often give birth to sort of the most profound songs. Mm. Have you found that?
I have. I mean, for me, one of the deepest songs I've written is a really short little piece called Home that I wrote 2 months after 9/11. But for me, it also takes those 2 months, and I apparently for this album, 4 or 5 years, you know, to turn around. And actually, when I was recording it last winter, it was still, I was by myself in my studio, Some of the songs I can only sing three times before I had to stop, you know. So it's emotionally packed for me, but I do want to walk away, obviously, from the shows and from the record with a sense of hope and joy, because that's where I came around to.
I think hope and joy, it's all in there. It's so clearly in there. I was reading your liner notes, and there's something so interesting in there that I wanted to ask you about. You wrote, so here they are, songs from journals, digital recorders, cell phones, smartphones, scraps of paper from my memory, dreams all etched into my skin. And I thought, that's sort of an interesting insight into how Patty Larkin writes.
Yeah. Well, it used to be just one notebook, a spiral-bound thing that you kept going back to. And the interesting thing I found was that because I had so many different platforms, you know, that held these ideas, I felt like a librarian trying to catalog it and listen to it all before, you know. I still haven't really gone completely through all the notes.
But it tells me that you're sort of working at it all day long. I mean, you don't sort of sit down in one kind of confined part of the house and write and then get up and do other things. You're just always doing it.
Well, when I'm traveling, definitely it goes on the iPhone or whatever. But for me, then I have to, when I get back, and if I'm writing, I have to go into that mode daily, or else they just kind of drift away and you don't know how you wanted it to sound.
I read that you describe yourself as a guitar-driven songwriter. I'd love it if you could explain that a little bit.
Well, I'm coming out of the traditional, you know, acoustic music scene, sort of with the Richard Thompson, Bruce Coburn style. A lot of my melodies come right off the guitar part that I noodle. And so for me, that's the inspiration. These songs, a lot of them are not as guitar focused in a way, and I have found in the past that if I have the need to really sing something or say something, the guitar becomes secondary. So it's kind of interesting. It's a different way of writing for me this time.
Well, speaking of lyrics, speaking of your songs, I'd love it if you could do another one for us. I understand that the lyrics of the next song you're going to do actually come from a poem. So tell us a little about this one.
Right. My good friend Peter Mulvey sent me a book of Kay Ryan poems, The Niagara River. And I started reading them, and I was on the road. I started reading them, and I thought, these really sound like lyrics to a song. And I just love her writing. It's very, they're short pieces, and they're insightful and witty and deep all at the same time. So I was at a hotel one morning, opened up the last page, and just started singing to one of the poems. I was still slightly fuzzy in shady spots, and the tenderest line, it was lovely as I look back, but not at the time. For it's hard to be green and take your turn. Hard to be green and take your turn. Hard to be green and take your turn as flesh. So much freshness to unlearn. So much freshness to unlearn. So much freshness to unlearn. Ah, 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 ah. I was still slightly fuzzy, shady spots, and the tenderest line, it was lovely as I look back, but not at the time. For it's hard to be green and take your turn. It's hard to be green and take your turn. Hard to be green, take your turn as flesh. So much freshness to unlearn. So much freshness to unlearn. So much freshness to unlearn. So much freshness to unlearn.
That's Patty Larkin performing Green Behind the Ears off her new album, Still Green. So pretty, Patty. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
So you've been releasing music for almost 30 years now. Many of your fans will be familiar with your music. What do you want them to find new in this new album, Still Green?
That's a really good question.
I saved the best for last.
You know, I think that... You even ask yourself, you know, do I keep doing this? Do I put out a CD? Do I put out a package? Do we mount the campaign trail, as John Gorka likes to say, you know, go touring? And the answer is yes. I mean, it's something about communication. It's something about the thing that I find meaningful is creating works that I've found inspiring because I've been inspired by others. And then once I perform them, the people that I connect with along the way are you know, change my life. And so, yes, come there with me and go outside and
take a walk. We've been, a lot of us have been coming there with you for a long, long time. It's so great to hear your latest work. Thank you so much for coming in to talk to us about it. It's been such a pleasure.
Thank you.
Patty Larkin's new album is called Still Green. She'll be performing at a launch party for the album at the Payomet Performing Arts Center in Truro on Saturday on Cape Cod. A lot more information at radioboston.org. And we'll end today with another song from her new album. This one's called Down Through the Wood.
Down through the wood I go tramping in till my skin feels good and my bones here.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. I'm Sharon Brody.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.